Hello, welcome to the Farcom Podcast. I want to thank you for joining me each and every week. Apologies for the delay. My original episode was actually done on Tuesday to be released. But what I do is every time I do release an episode, I do go back and listen to it. When I listened to that one, there was some really bad audio glitches. Was unable to really, wouldn't have felt right putting that one out. It would have been a tough listen for anybody. And unfortunately, you know, with life and work and stuff, couldn't get this one out until, which would be Friday afternoon. So I do apologize on that. I want to thank everyone for listening, though. I had a really good listener count for the last episode, which was really cool to see. I'm going to talk this episode about the Demons taking on Lamar. Demons, unfortunately, 0-4 on the season, and there's really nothing good to say about an 0-4 start. At the end of the day, you know, we should be in a better place, and I believe the coaches and players all agree with that, so we're not going to beat a dead horse. After the SFA game, I really was concerned going into conference play. I was expecting nothing positive coming out of this football season, but I feel a lot better about after the Eastern Illinois game about the team. I thought we looked good in the game, did a lot of things well. We actually outgained them 350 to 349. Passing-wise, I thought we did good. Q Hawkins did a great job, 27 of 44. Unfortunately, one interception, but threw for 281 yards, which is really good to see. Targeted 10 players, which is also awesome. One thing I said after the SFA games, I thought we needed to spread the ball out. I thought we did good, and I thought, for what it's worth, the offense looked really crisp against Eastern Illinois. The problem we had is while we could move the ball in between the 30s, our drive seemed to stall out. And if we could have just made one or two extra plays, I think that game has a totally different outcome. Against Lamar, I think it is going to be imperative for us to finish those drives and really get some momentum going. One thing I also like, we're only sacked two times. I didn't think they had a lot of hurries on us, and whenever we can get our offense clicking, and I thought against Eastern Illinois, it looked very crisp. The ball was getting out very quickly. Hawkins was, you know, good releasing the ball, and we didn't have a lot of slow developing plays. I think when we have those slow developing plays, it always backfires on us. It doesn't work out really well. Against Lamar, I think it'll be important for us to do very much the same. Lamar, defensively, they're not the biggest team. A lot of guys don't have a lot of size, but I find they're very fast, very much get off the ball quickly. Their edge rushers get in the backfield very quick, so you've got to have those quick releases. And if you look at Lamar, a couple of names will stand out to you on that defensive side. First one is Fode Jala, who is a senior linebacker. Lee's team with two sacks on the year. Other guys that can have sacks. And guys, again, you have to look at Jalen Freeman's another one. He's an interior linebacker. You notice a lot of sacks, again, come from those blitzing linebackers. Cannon Grogdon's another one. Blake Gotcher's another guy. Again, you look at that linebacking core, Lamar. Again, they're not the biggest guys in the world. They run about 6'1", 240. So not the biggest physical specimens, but they have a lot of speed. And what they do is they like to just attack to the ball. And I was really impressed the way their linebackers just get inside, the way they shed the blocks. They do a good job of reading and stunning. They do a lot of different formations and kind of get the line confused. And once they can get that mismatch and get you to pick the wrong way, they shoot the gaps quickly. So it's very imperative for the Demons to do it again against Eastern Illinois, get the ball out very quickly. On the offensive side of things for Lamar, they like to kind of run a little pistol formation, I find. They get the ball quickly. They like to do a little hybrid run pass. And a guy that you'll look at is quarterback Robert Coleman. I thought he's pretty good. 82 of 122 on the year, three interceptions, six touchdowns. He's passed for 939 yards. He's very effective. He doesn't miss much. He does a lot of sharp passes, a lot of quick passes. That little RPO, and he'll just find those mismatches, and he reads the defense is really good. Aside from that, he also has 51 attempts for 159 yards, which is, again, pretty impressive for a quarterback. They also have Kyan Griffin, who has rushed 69 for 343. Demijah Harris, another good guy, 30 for 128. So they'll bring a lot of guys at you. They like to go really quickly, get you just kind of guessing the wrong way, and then just drop it over you. Have some good receivers. A guy I really like for them is a sophomore wide receiver, 5'11", 175, called Kendon Fusler. A really good guy. I think people that go to the Demon game will be impressed with him. He had a big game against Yoel Monroe, getting 5 catches, 459 in that one. Another guy, and he doesn't have the gaudy stats, and a guy from Louisiana, from down the road, up in Shreveport, is a guy named Jordan Wallace. He hadn't played much in the last couple of games, so not sure of the reason of that, but watching game film, if he does get to play against the Demons, I think he's a guy that can definitely make some key plays. And of course, their big receiving threat is Andre Dennis, 6'1", 190. Guy's just got a rocket pack attached to him. Demons defensively, the thing with Lamar, you have to just stay disciplined. There's nothing too special about them. They're just that typical pistol RPO offense where you've got to stay in your gaps. You've got to read your keys. You got to make sure you're not just biting. And if your linebackers bite or your cornerbacks bite on what the quarterback's doing, that's when they get you. And you can see in a lot of their games, they'll get the defensive backs to freeze, thinking the quarterback's about to run, and he just drops it over the top. And he does a great job reading. For the Demons, I think we are pretty good at that. We had a couple of blown coverages against Eastern Illinois, but nothing too concerning. I thought defensively we looked really well in the game. I thought that's as good as we've looked all year. And I was impressed the difference between us defensively in the game against Eastern Illinois and against SFA. And it wasn't so much the fact we're playing a team that wasn't as good. And to be fair, SFA is a much better team than Eastern Illinois. I thought the thing that really was impressive for me was the fact that they did a good job reading keys, playing disciplined ball. And I thought, again, it wasn't a win, but I thought there was a tremendous amount of improvement from the first 3 weeks till that game. Will it translate to the game against Lamar remains to be seen. Going to Provost Humphrey Stadium, I will give credit to Lamar. I do think that is one of the nicer venues in the Southland Conference. And I've said a long time that I feel when you talk about sleeping giants in the Southland Conference, I think Lamar is, for me at least, the sleeping giant in this conference. You know, Beaumont's a great city. It's got, you know, a lot of people there. It's got some money with the industries and oil and gas industry in Beaumont. They have beautiful stadium, wonderful facilities across the board, both men's and women's sports. So I think if they can ever get it together, and I'm not sure what holds them back, but if they can get it together, I think Lamar can definitely be one of the premier FCS programs, not only in Southland, but across FCS in general. My keys for the game for the Demons. Number one, on offense, have to get the ball out quickly. Don't let their edge rushers get to you. Make sure their linebackers stay honest. So get the ball out quickly. Spread the ball around like we've been doing. Number two for that is defensively, we have got to play disciplined defense with our linebackers and our cornerbacks. If we play disciplined defense, I think we can hold their offense at bay. And my third one, my third key to the game is we have got to come out on fire. Against SFA, we looked dead. Against Louisiana Tech, we looked kind of dead and lethargic beginning of the game. We have got to come out against Lamar and set the tone early. And if we can set that tone, I believe it'll just build and build and build, and we're going to do some great things. But again, that is important for the Demons to come out and show, look, we have that fire. We all know the score. We all know where it's at right now with the Demon football program. But as we've said in the past, hey, it's Southland Conference play. It's the new season. Let's get it going. Looking last week around the conference, the interesting scores, Tarleton State 4-1 now. They knocked off Southeast Louisiana 14-13 in a non-conference game. Southeastern now 0-5, really surprising me. I do think they played a tough schedule, so I won't look too much at 0-5, but it is still kind of shocking to see them struggle like that. Lamar, of course, who we're about to play, they knocked off Houston Christian 21-19. Lamar kind of has an interesting thing. They're 2-3, and we're about to play. But if you look at their schedule with Idaho, South Dakota, UL Monroe, they played some tough competition, so I wouldn't sleep on Lamar just yet. They're definitely going to be battle-tested, and it's going to be a good test for the Demons. Of course, Demons losing 19-10 to Eastern Illinois to drop 0-4. Stephen F. Austin knocking off Texas A&M Commerce 56-27. A&M Commerce now 0-4 in the year. There is a positive in that game is that Stephen F. Austin boat raced them as bad as they boat raced us. So not a good way to look at things, but hey, look, let's look at the positives. Last but not least, Nichols took McNeese to the Woodshed out in Lake Charles, 31-10. McNeese now 0-5 on the year, Nichols 1-3. If you look around the conference, the really interesting thing is that aside from UIW, there is no teams with a winning record in the conference. UIW is 3-1, Lamar is 2-3, Houston Christian 2-3. After that, everyone's 0-5, 0-5, 0-4, 1-3, 0-5. Yeah, really bad. So if there is a positive for the Demons going forward, is the conference is not looking great. With that said, we haven't looked great. But if we can come out against Lamar, build some momentum, there are some teams right now that are really barely hanging on. And if we can get momentum while they're still second guessing, it gives us a chance to be a contender for the conference championship. Of course, UIW looks really good. Looking at this week, Nichols will host Houston Christian. I'm expecting Nichols to take that one. I really am a big fan of Houston Christian. I like what they're doing. I just think you go down to Thibodeau up on the bayou, they got the voodoo magic. I think Nichols just has a little bit better line. I think they're going to take it over Houston Christian, but I think it's going to be a close one. Demons and Lamar, I think Demons will get their first win of the year. I like the way we're playing. I thought we made some good strides. I think we're going to make some more improvement. I think there are some things we can attack on Lamar. I think their line will give us a chance to have success on both sides of the ball. I think we can win the trench battle, which I think is important. And I think our linebackers will set the tone defensively and play disciplined ball. Southeast Louisiana, look for their first one going to UIW. I think UIW is going to take this one. I think it's going to be closer than people are thinking. Southeast Louisiana has a really talented team. I think they're going to come out, really battle against UIW. I think it's going to be a good game, but I expect UIW to take it. And last but not least, the battle of the winless teams, McNeese traveling to A&M Commerce. That's a hard one to pick. Both teams right now just are kind of reeling, but I'm going to take A&M Commerce on it. McNeese offensively has not looked good at all the last couple of weeks. Not sure what the problems is over there, but A&M Commerce, I think they're a little bit more solid team. I think they're playing more fundamentally sound. McNeese, man, they're struggling. I got to take the Lions on that one. I do thank you for listening to this episode. Again, apologies for it coming out so late. Looking forward to watching the game tomorrow. It's going to be a great one. Remember, that'll be actually a 2 o'clock game. Sorry for saying 3 o'clock, I think, earlier. I'm living on the East Coast now, living out here in Tennessee. And so it's still messing with my mind having the time change and living East Coast instead of Central Time. But it's all good. I'm really excited about the Demons. Hope everyone that can make their way over to Beaumont. I've said it earlier on this episode, I think Lamar has just an absolutely wonderful campus and a wonderful setup. For my money, it's one of my favorite places to go as a visiting fan. It just really is a unique place to go, and I love the way this campus is set up and the stadium. Be loud for the team. I know, look, we all want the program to do better right now, but it is what it is, and this program won't get better unless we support the team and support the Demons. So, you know, it's okay to be displeased with the way things are going, but let's never start publicly attacking the team. Let's put our support behind them, and let's show them we believe in them. I definitely believe in this team. I think most Demon fans do. So let's go get to it. So anyway, I hope you have a great week, and I'll be back in 2 days with another episode. Have a great one, ladies and gentlemen, and as always, Farcom Demons.